Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud Alf. Malkam Shinagu Lichbal. So continuing in the theme of Halal, when we say Halal, there are certain areas where we double the Pesukim, right? We say the Pesukim double. For example, HaPesukim HaAchronim Shebahal, the last Pesukim in Halal, from Odcha Ki Ani Sani till the end of Halal, we say the same Pasuk twice. If you look in a Siddur, we say the same Pasuk twice, and beginning from Odcha Ki Ani Sani. So if the minhag of the custom of the, you know, of the area over there, of the city, is to say the last psukim in Halal twice, then yichbal, you should do it twice. She can call also mitzvah that whole entire psalm that begins from Hodul Hashem Ki Tov, all the inyanim, the topics are doubled. We say Hodul Hashem Ki Tov from beginning till the end. We say Yomar Na, and then Yomru Na. We say, Min HaMetzah Karasi Ka, Anani V'Merchav Ka, Hashem Li Lo Yira, Hashem Li Ba'ozrai. He's just quoting Pasuk after Pasuk. Tov Lachasos, Tov Lachasos, Kol Gaim Sivavuni, Sivavuni Gam Sivavuni, Vahili Lishua, Kamin of Yeshua. It's all repeating itself. He keeps on going, Yimin Hashem, Yimin Hashem, Lo Yamus, Ulamavaz Lo Nasanani. So even the Pesukim that are not an exact repeat, but their themes are repeated. So you have psukim that the themes are repeated, and you have psukim that the actual pasuk is repeated. Piskul Yishar Tzedek, Zeha Shar. He keeps on going, right? But he stops over here, okay. Avam Ba'otra Ki Ani Sani, from Otra Ki Ani Sani, from that pasuk and onward, Eino Kafal, it's not doubled. Hilkach, if the minag is, if the custom is to double it, then you double it. Our custom nowadays is that we do double it. But what he's saying over here is that if the minhag was, if the custom was to double it, then you double it. That's all he's saying. Lifshot, but if the minhag, if the custom is to be lifshot, meaning to only say it once, not to double it, right? Just like it's written in Tehillim. In Tehillim, Kvoshim Ksuvim Pesifat Tehillim, the actual Tehillim is written only once. In Halal, we have the custom to read it twice. So if the minhag of that province is to only say it once, the words from Otra Kiani Sani and onward, then Yifshot to say it once. Okay? If a custom of the province is to make a bracha of Yehalucha at the end of Halal, right? We end off our Halal with a bracha. So if the custom is to make that bracha, which we hold nowadays, Yivarech Acharav, then make that bracha at the end of the Halal, which is what we do, right? But if some don't have a custom to make a bracha at the end of Halal, of the Yehalucha, right? We say, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mehulal Batish Bechos. If your custom is not to do that, then don't do it. Hakol Kamidik Medina, everything depends on the custom of the province. However, the first bracha that precedes Halal, that begins Halal, so that's a mitzvah wherever you are. Everyone's going to agree. It's not a minhag, it's not a custom. Everyone agrees that mitzvah is a requirement, and no matter where you are, you have to make that bracha. And the reason why it's a requirement is because all things that we do, whether it be a food or whether it be a mitzvah, if there's a bracha involved, we always make the bracha first and then do the action. So the first bracha, everyone's going to agree, it's always applicable. But the latter bracha, only at the end of Halal, would depend on your custom. Again, our custom is to say that bracha at the end. Next, Halkeach Lulav Mechavero B'Shavi'is. If a person purchases a lulav from his friend during the Shemitah year. I was talking about a case where he bought his lulav and his esrog, actually, he bought both. And his friend is an Am Haaretz. He's a person that's not really knowledgeable, you know, of what he's supposed to be doing with fruit from the Shemitah year, from the seventh year, right? And we're concerned that the lulav and the esrog are from fruit that were picked during the actual Shemitah year, and it's prohibited to do business with fruit of the Shemitah year. You have to destroy it at the time of destroying. There's a certain time, it's called the Zman HaBir, when you destroy the fruit. And if you did business with it, then it and the money that you made has to be destroyed. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, Nosin lo esrog b'matana. The purchaser should tell the seller, give me the esrog as a gift, right? And we're going to see the lulav, he could take actually, you know, he could pay for it. Because the lulav, we'll see in a second. Because you can't buy it during Shemitah. So what does this mean? The Gemara explains that we just established you can't do business with fruit during Shemitah. So a lulav is not going to have a din, the law of Shemitah on it. Why not? Because by a lulav, we go after the chanata, at the time that it sprouts. Since it sprouted in the sixth year, even though you bought it in the seventh year, it's not going to have a din of Shemitah. So you can buy, you can pay for it, it's not a problem. But the esrog, we go after the time of the lakita, the picking. The picking was done during Shemitah. So now what do you do? So either tell the seller to give it to him as a gift, right? And if he doesn't want to give it to him as a gift, so then he should do is he should pay extra for the lulav and swallow the payment of the esrog in the lulav so that he avoids this problem, because he can't do business with fruit of Shemitah. So that concludes Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud Beis. But we've shown up in the beginning when the Beis HaMikdash stood initially, Hayalulav Nitzal B'Mikdash Shiva, the lulav bundle was taken to the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days of the Chag. As the Pasuk says, Usmach Lebi shall rejoice Lefnei Hashem Lokechem before Hashem your God, Shiva Siyamim, 7 days. So we learn out that before Hashem your God means the Beis HaMikdash, that you should have 7 days of rejoicing with the four species, the lulav bundle, all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. And then Medina, and in the provinces outside the Beis HaMikdash, right, whether it's Yerushalayim, whether it's America, doesn't matter where. So the lulav was taken only Yom Echad, 1 day. As the Pasuk says, L'kach l'machem, take for yourself, be Yom Rishon, on the first day, pre-Eitz Hadar. And we learn that from there, that you only take it 1 day if you're not in the actual Beis HaMikdash, and the rest of the days you don't take it. So that's how the Chag went, you know, as the Sukkos went in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, an enactment. Shehi lulav nitol b'medina shiva. The lulav should be taken in the provinces outside of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Even there, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, all 7 days. So initially it was just in the Beis HaMikdash was 7, and everywhere else was 1. Now everywhere is going to be 7. Why? Zeichel HaMikdash, to commemorate and remember the Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Tzion hi, Zion is, Dorei Shein la, there's no one to look for it. Meaning, no one's looking for Yerushalayim. So to remember Yerushalayim after it was destroyed, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we learn from here that we're supposed to remember the Beis HaMikdash. We do things that were being done in the Beis HaMikdash. For example, we take the lulav bundle all 7 days like it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Chachamim made a gzera though. So, right, they say, where is it? Asu Chachamim, the Chachamim prohibited to take the lulav on Shabbos, right? And that's how we do nowadays. We take the lulav bundle all 7 days, but not on Shabbos. Even if the first day of Yom Tov fell out on Shabbos. Why? A gzera, they were afraid that a person will carry it in a Mishas Harabim, you know, in a public domain, in a real, real public domain. The best example, I believe, is in Brooklyn. I think it's Ocean Parkway. I don't know exactly where it is, but you can't make an Erev there because you have 600,000 people walking on that road or driving on that road every day. So even an Erev won't help. So they were afraid that you're going to carry it, you know, on Shabbos, which is prohibited. So, or for example, in a place where it's not a public domain, but just in general, there's no Erev. So because of this concern that they may carry lulav outside when there's no Erev up, or in a public domain where an Erev won't even help, so they said on Shabbos you can never take the lulav bundle. So it comes out that the first day of Yom Tov is always going to be on a Torah level, because that's what initially how it was. Everyone in the provinces only took it on the first day, and that was it. And then they added on the other 6 days on a rabbinic level to remember the Beis HaMikdash, right? So the first day will be Torah level, just like it used to be in the provinces. They only took it 1 day. The other 6 days are just on a rabbinic level to remember the Beis HaMikdash. And the first day, if it fell out on Shabbos, then even then we won't take it on Shabbos. But of course, the rest of the Yom Tov will take it then. So that brings clarity over here. And then lastly, Vishye Yom Hanef Kulo Asar. The day of the waving should be totally prohibited. So what on earth does this mean? So they explain like this. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made another tikkana, another enactment, that the day of the waving is referring to the Hanafas HaOmer, the carbon Omer that was waved and brought on the 16th day of Nisan. So it's going to be prohibited to eat from the new grains the entire day. What does this mean? So the times of Beis HaMikdash, before they would eat from the chadash, from the new grains, they would bring this carbon omer on the 16th day of Nisan. And once they brought the carbon omer, immediately afterwards they could eat from the new grains. But until then, they weren't allowed to eat from the new grains yet. Okay? Special halacha. However, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, an enactment, that the whole day you can't eat it. Why? Why the whole day? There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no carbon. You should just eat it whenever you want. Because he said, what's going to happen? People are going to eat it in the morning, right? And next year, Mashiach's going to come, and Yerushalayim's going to be, and the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and people are going to forget that, hey, last year I ate the carbon omer in the morning, let me eat the carbon omer in the morning again. But now we have a Beis HaMikdash. You can't eat in the morning. You first have to bring the carbon. It takes time to bring the carbon. So it's unbelievable. The Gezeira, maybe the Mashiach will come in the next year and people are going to forget. They're going to continue in their habits from the previous year of eating the carbon omer, of eating the chadash, the new grains right away. Right? Because there was no carbon at all, so what's stopping them? So now maybe when Mashiach comes, they're going to eat the new grains, the chadash, again, before they even bring the carbon omer. So because of that concern, he said, don't eat it the whole entire day. Because it could be when Mashiach comes, they're going to be busy building the Beis HaMikdash, and busy this, and busy that, and they may not bring the carbon omer until very, very late in the day. So he went as far as he can to tell, to make a takana, and say, don't eat the chadash, the new grains, the entire day, so that if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt speedily in our days, in the following year, that no one should continue in their customs and start eating the grains before the carbon is brought, but they'll for sure have to wait the whole day, therefore making it that the carbon would have been brought already, and then permitting them to eat from the chadash, from the new grains. So that's the takana, and it's just a beautiful concept that he had to make this takana, because he was so concerned that the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt very, very soon. And of course, our bracha is that we should all merit v'sachazan, and we say every day in davening by Ritzei that we daven that our own eyes, einenu, our eyes, should merit to see the building, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash speedily in our days.